16 is PR 2022-7701, PS 2022-228. This is for New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union at 2801 and 28051 to both Northeast, and ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants are representing this request. Mr. Archuleta, do you want to give us an overview?
Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for a lot consolidation. The property owner, New Senda Credit Union, is looking to redevelop, update the property, and part of their plan necessitated the acquisition of the adjacent lot to the north. So we're here for sketch plat comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Water Authority.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. The subject parcel has an existing water and sewer account. I don't know if you're going to be needing another one. Public water and sewer are in front of the property and are available for direct tapping for routine service connections. There was an availability letter 220702 has been issued as condition for service. Routine connections are available. There's no pro rata. You're in the adopted service area. We would like to see a utility plan if you're going to be developing further, showing where the services are going to be, and just show where all the public water and sewer easements are on the plat. And that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Andre.
Chair Trujillo, code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Joe Somerville with the Parks and Rec Department. I have one to Bow Boulevard will require street trees if the proposed development is applicable pursuant to IDO 56B.
Okay. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Piezoic Hydrology. We have an approved grading and drainage plan with engineering stamp date 8/8/2022. No objections to the plating action.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Please provide a figure that dimensions right-of-way, sidewalk, curb and gutter all along all streets along this property. A minimum 5-foot sidewalk along frontage is required along Muriel and Claremont, and a 6-foot minimum is required along Wantabo. All sidewalks must have a 4-foot clear pathway around any obstruction, such as light poles. Right-of-way dedication may be required. I didn't put it on my notes. As you receive comments separately, DMD did have some concerns that property lines might be encroaching somewhat on the road. So that would help clear things up if you show those in here with relation to each other. A conceptual traffic circulation layout was approved on September 19th, 2022. A full TCL submittal is required prior to building permit to incorporate necessary details.
Okay, thank you, Ernest.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. So in our memo, we have our standard comments about future plan actions needing to go get all the required signatures for the plat. This one will be a minor preliminary final plat. You'll need to get the utility company and a map signatures on the plat before we'll accept the plat and process it and place it on DRB agenda. You also need to work with transportation, hydrology, and water authority members on submitting the required items per checklist form S for planning actions. I will note for the record that there is a site plan DRB for this site scheduled to be heard at next week's DRB meeting for a bank facility. So just putting that out there and on the record that that we're hearing that next week. Thank you. Oh, and sorry, final comment is we note that you need to comply with sidewalk and landscaping buffer requirements. For Wantabo.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Okay, I guess that's it for now, unless you have any further questions.
Madam Chair, this is Eric. I think we're set. I have some homework. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we always go out. Okay.